This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, sometimes when there's news, you know right away who you got to talk to about it. So on Monday, which I know feels very long ago, but Monday, when President Trump said seemingly out of nowhere that he was going to put steel and aluminum tariffs on Brazil and Argentina, I said, Lisa Goldenberg, we got to call Lisa Goldenberg. She is, as you may remember, the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania, and she is one of our, hey, how are things going regulars? So we got her on the phone. Lisa, it's been a couple of days, but it is good to talk to you again.
Wonderful to speak with you as well. Happy holiday.
And to you. So I'm sure that the other day when the president announced those new tariffs, the steel tariffs on Brazil and Argentina, your ears perked up just as ours did.
Oh, my goodness. I was at a dinner with a bunch of Brazilians, would you imagine? And it was a tweet, not an announcement, let's
that
be clear.
True. That is true.
So everybody was literally staring at each other. It was just sort of like it fell from the sky.
So is it going to complicate an already complicated life for you? I imagine it will.
Sure. It depends on which end of the stick you're on. So if you have steel on the water coming from South America, the price you paid, regardless of your contract or your agreement, is now 25% higher. I do not have any steel on the water, but you are obligated 25% more. And most of the purchases made internationally are under contract. So you're never going to get that money. Yeah. You can't pass that on to the consumer. You have to eat that difference in most cases. For someone like me, when the tariffs are put into place, it sends the domestic market kind of kaflooey and prices run up. So it's the timing is interesting because first quarter is usually pretty strong in steel. We usually come back from holiday and things are moving. A lot of people have a year end at the end of December. They run down their inventories. Manufacturing, a lot of people close between Christmas and New Year's, so you lose a lot of shipping days. And now prices are running up and people are scrambling to buy steel. It's goofy.
I imagine your Brazilian dining partners, their faces must just have fallen, right? And just gone, oh my God, what are we
doing? Yeah. It puts them in a – it's exactly what we've discussed so many times. The Brazilians are our trade partners, and this is kind of not a great way to treat your friends.
Yeah. So I did a little riff on the program the other day based on something else Trump had said, that he's fine if the Chinese trade war goes on past Election Day. And I want to pose to you the same question we posed theoretically to people the other day. Imagine you get to Election Day in 2020 and the trade war is still going on and the tariffs have been in place for yet another year. How you doing there, President of the Delaware Steel Company?
Well, I think we'll be okay. I don't necessarily think it's a good policy. I don't support a trade war as a policy. I think that's a tactic. And I think that the steel market is – prices are running up, not necessarily because of the tariffs, but because people are optimistic that we will have a trade agreement. I don't know that it's necessarily possible, but Nancy Pelosi wants a deal. I'll tell you that. And so everybody does want a deal. Whether they could live with each other's deal is a whole other story.
At the end of the day, are you hopeful and optimistic, or are you just, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings?
Kai, we are good friends for a long time. I'm the eternal optimist. I believe in manufacturing in America. I believe that this too shall pass. It's horrible. It feels uncomfortable. If you turn on the television during the day, it's worse than your worst soap opera.
Yeah. Lisa Goldenberg, she is the president of the Delaware Steel Company in Pennsylvania. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.